Construction is a multi-billion dollar industry in the Washington region and an important provider of jobs. But labor advocates are increasingly concerned about wage theft, a practice that leaves local construction workers underpaid. Joining us to discuss a new lawsuit that accuses one of the region's biggest construction firms of wage theft is Allie Schweitzer, a reporter on WAMU's Affordability Desk. Welcome, Allie.
Hi, Jonathan. Glad to be here.
Let's start at the beginning. Where else? Tell us what wage theft actually means. I mean, is it an employer actually stealing a worker's earnings, or is it something more complicated?
I mean, in effect, yeah. I mean, that's what wage theft really means. But employers that commit wage theft often do it in a somewhat sophisticated and hard to detect way. And one of the most common ways is what's called misclassification. That's when an employer categorizes a worker as an independent contractor instead of a full-time employee. And that deprives the employee of minimum wage protections, overtime pay, workers' compensation, you know, all of these benefits and protections that are afforded to employees, but not independent contractors.
So why does it happen? I mean, why do employers misclassify workers?
It's a way to cut labor costs, plain and simple. I mean, we hear about this a lot in the world of tech-powered transportation and food delivery, like with Uber and DoorDash and the like, which have faced legal challenges over this issue. But the incentive to misclassify workers is also very strong in the construction industry. And that's because subcontractors compete for work through a bidding process. If they can lower their cost of labor, they can submit a cheaper bid to a general contractor, and that may increase their chance of winning that contract. But misclassification is illegal in DC. You're considered an employee if you meet certain criteria. Like if your boss tells you when to arrive at work and how to do your job, independent contractors are truly independent and employees are not. And employers that misclassify workers in this way are subject to actually pretty stiff penalties in the district.
All right, so let's turn to this specific lawsuit. It accuses a major local construction company of wage theft. What's the company and what is the suit alleged that it did?
The suit is a class action filed over the summer by a firm representing workers for subcontractors of the company CBG. It's a very large construction firm based in Northern Virginia, one of the leading builders of luxury and mixed-use development in this region and nationally. So the two named plaintiffs in the suit say they worked for a couple of different subcontractors on CBG construction sites in the city this year. They say the subcontractors misclassified them, paid them less than DC's minimum wage, and denied them overtime. And CBG is the defendant because DC holds general contractors and subcontractors both liable for violations of wage and hour laws.
Have we gotten a response from CBG?
CBG did not respond to my request for comment. The company also has not filed a response in court, but they still have a couple weeks to do so.
All right, so let's talk about the plaintiffs. Who are the workers that are suing CBG?
So in addition to the two named plaintiffs in the suit, both of whom are immigrant laborers who have worked for CBG subcontractors this year, there could be hundreds of workers who are eligible to join the class action because CBG just does that much work in the city.
All right, so we got a lawsuit. I'm sure they're going after some sort of remedy. So what are the workers seeking?
Well, in addition to payment of wages they believe they're entitled to, damages, you know, things like that, one of the plaintiffs told me, his name is Ivan Castillo, that he wanted to bring this suit to break the silence, he says, is really common in these situations. Many workers affected by misclassification are immigrants. Some may be undocumented. They don't always come forward with allegations like this because they fear losing their jobs or even being reported to immigration. And that's a big reason why this suit is notable. This case has the potential to encourage more immigrant workers to speak out when they believe they're being exploited at work.
All right. Allie Schweitzer is with WAMU's Affordability Desk. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
And you can read Allie's story about the wage theft lawsuit at dcs.com and wamu.org.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at wamu.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.